Thank you for downloading this episode of Homefront, part of World War One on the BBC.
December 19th, 1914. Alice MacLeod. Bill.
No.
For the love of Bill. No. Bill. Get off me. You stink of beer. Bill. And good morning to you, Alice. What time is it? You doing the grape?
Yeah.
I'll make some toast while we've still got coal.
Vicky begged a bit more of Mrs. Tonny.
Begged?
So he said.
Well, let's hope so. Oh, you haven't had the bread, have you?
Of course not.
You'd say if you had. I'm not cross.
Mum.
It was half a loaf last night.
Do you leave it in the bread bin?
Where else would I put it?
Well, you saw what Pretty Dad's got in? I could run up to Moore's. See if there's anything in the cell bin.
Hang on a minute. Oh, Bill.
Don't tell me.
It was a bit of cheese. Wasn't all rind, neither.
He must have thought it was Christmas.
It nearly is, that's the trouble. All I've got is two turnips and a bit of swede. What am I going to do with that?
Don't fret, Mum.
No one but himself. No one.
Just 4 minutes.
I'd on the fire. It was your turn.
Not one. Anyway, you're better than me.
So do it more often and get some practice. Your turn tomorrow.
Wanna go up to Moore's? There's no bread.
We can do better than that.
No feeding, Mickey. You're in enough trouble.
It's a bit of bread, Mum.
But you can still get sent down for a bit of bread. Maggie will go. You fetch some coal in.
Phone with me.
I thought you were still in bed.
No, I went for some bread. Dad's got the other last night.
I was going up to Moore's.
Coal, Mickey. Oh, this is quite fresh.
Yeah, yesterday's. She's all right, Mrs. Moore.
Fancy her, is it, are you?
Ha ha. Coal. And watch out for the cheese.
What?
I stuck it in a bunker.
You did what?
It's all right, I wrapped it up. Only you'll want to be careful shoveling.
Shut the door, Mickey. It's freezing.
Knew it wasn't safe. The state Dad was in.
Oh, you're a good lad. I was dead to the world.
Yeah, so was he, pretty much. By the time I saw we'd got the bread, I wasn't going to argue with him.
Shall I make toast then?
Oh, lovely. Who's that now?
I'll get it.
It's all right, I'm closest. You cut the bread. There's still a bit of dripping.
Mrs. MacLeod, is it?
Hello.
I'm looking for your Joe.
What's it about?
Joe, is that you?
Who's this, Joe?
Blimey.
Ivy Layton from the Pleasure Garden. Can I come in? I'm getting wet out here.
What do you want?
To apologise, really. Sorry, Joe.
It don't matter.
It does so.
Well, what's happened?
I don't care.
Joe was at the theatre last night and...
Where'd you get the money?
Oh, the tickets were free. It was a special event, see? It was a good night. Hey, Joe?
It was all right.
Your dad seemed to enjoy it.
Bill was there.
Like I said, the tickets are free.
Here's the coal. What are you doing here?
Go on, miss.
Joe was one of the many brave young men who volunteered to join up at the end of the show.
Again?
I'm not giving up.
But sadly, Sergeant Major Davis had to reject him. Is he?
I'll keep trying.
That's the thing. I know you try every day, and I'm sorry I reacted like I did.
You promised us all a kiss.
Did she now?
Ooh.
Mickey!
I never meant to hurt your feelings so publicly. I am sorry.
I know my breath's bad. I can't help it.
He can't.
I'm really not that shallow, Mrs. MacLeod. Not where brave young men are concerned. That's why I thought I should come and find you. It's something in the paper. Look.
What is it?
See for yourself.
You tell me.
He can't read.
Maggie!
I can read.
I'm much cleverer than you.
There's a man called Loxley, a dentist.
Oh, we haven't got money for dentists.
He's offering cheap dentistry for lads who want to enlist.
Not even cheap.
Bear with me. He spoke to Sergeant Major Davis and Mr. Tulliver last night, and he's prepared to do the first 10 volunteers free of charge.
Well, why would he do that?
He calls them his patriotic patients. That bit isn't in the paper yet, so I reckon if you get down there quick, you might get an appointment.
Right. Thanks.
I'll leave the paper. It's got his address and everything.
Well, it's very kind of you.
It just seems a shame when someone's so eager, you know?
Say thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
You too.
You've got lovely nipples, Mrs. MacLeod. I won't keep you. Yes?
if I go to this Loxley bloke and I'll get in.
Oh, yes, you can still have your kiss.
Who's that, for heaven's sake? Who wiped the dead?
What?
Where's your husband? What's he done? Is he here?
Who are you?
Are you going to answer every question with a question?
Are you going to tell me what you want?
I want your husband.
I'm glad someone does.
He's 2 hours late.
What for?
He was ordered to report at 9:30.
Report?
For duty.
Bill?
He hasn't told you, has he?
He's never joined up.
Last night at the theatre.
He joined up?
Yes, the place was packed to the rafters. I signed 7 new men for Chicken Country.
Bill, the soldier? You better come in.
Morning, Ivy.
I'm just starved.
I've gone. I didn't see him do it.
Are you sure it's Dad you want?
Where is he?
Sleeping ill.
At this time of day? He'll have to mend his ways.
We're signing up. It's all official, is it?
No going back now. He's at the King's Shilling.
I can guess what that went on. He's upstairs. Help yourself.
Thank you. Have you got a jug of water? Or a bucket? That sometimes helps.
All right. Hang on. Mickey, fill a bucket. Help him, Maggie.
What's he want a bucket for?
Ask no questions. You'll be told no lies.
Go with him, Jug. I want a quiet word. Go on, off you go.
Right, I'll see you soon, Ivor.
See you. Up here, is it?
Corporal.
Sergeant Major.
Sorry.
What?
He'll get paid, will he?
Of course. And you'll get an allowance, too.
I heard that, but I wasn't... How much?
How many kids you got?
5. No, 4. Well... 3, I suppose, now Joe's 18. Esme's 14. Does she still count?
Depends. Your man'll start off on 8 and 9 pence like everyone else. He has to send 3 and 6 home by law, plus 7 pence a kid. Then there's the separation allowance, you'll get that. With 3 kids, that's 14 and 9 on top, so altogether that's...
Nearly £1 a week. Is that a week?
Yes, plus whatever he sends home. Is the 14-year-old working?
In service.
No. You might not. I'll find out. All right?
You better go and wake him up.
I go.
You're not fooling anyone, you great lover. Open your eyes or I'll do it for you.
I told him I should come in.
No. Let it.
Good luck.
Your
feet, soldier!
I'm wet! Why are you letting me know this? No, we can't!
You're lucky it's water! On your feet, soldier!
Why do you keep calling me soldier?
You joined up.
What? No, I got no dick!
It's you! You're in black and white, man. Deny it if you can.
Tell him, Ellis.
Well, I wasn't there, was I?
Private William Herbert McNay, G/4993 of the butt. Stand by your bed or I'll put you on a charge.
Don't stand at me.
Is this your mark?
No.
It is, Bill.
What? I'm sorry, John.
You're on the King's side now, McNaid.
Yeah, you can't hold me to that. I was drunk.
Makes no difference. The deed is done.
Alice.
One way or another, you are coming with me. Now, do you want to start your military career on a charge? Where's your sense of honour, McNaid? Don't you want to help your country in its hour of need?
Oh, yeah, I'm a true-born Englishman. Nobody can say I'm not.
When you walk down the street in your uniform, soldier... People will look at you with respect. When was the last time that happened to you?
He's got a point.
I still very well, but...
Brave and gallant warrior doing the right thing by himself and his comrades. It's a noble calling, soldiering. You can hold your head high, knowing your wife and kids are proud of you. Protecting those you love without a thought for your own danger.
Yeah, that's what you always say, but...
You'll get paid, Bill. Well paid.
How much?
8 and 9 a week, to start with.
Ooh. And that's with your food and billet all found. 3 good meals a day, a warm, dry bed.
I annoy.
You'll have to send someone out home, of course.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
But the rest, all you've got to find is your beer and baccy. And any other little indulgences you might enjoy. Begging your pardon, Mrs. McNeil.
Don't mind me.
Yeah, I'll get you started. I'll get you. Respect, eh?
Mm-hmm. You might even get a medal from your grateful country.
Alice.
We'll miss you, Bill. But we'll manage. And we'll feel better knowing you're doing the right thing.
So, You coming willingly, or am I arresting you?
How come he gets enlisted and I can't?
Maybe you're rubbish, Joe. Things go on.
Do you want to pick it?
Line up so you can wave him off.
Here they come. He's really going.
Private McNaid, G-stroke 49-something, reporting for duty.
That's right.
Oh, Dad. Good luck, Dad.
I don't need luck, son. I've got character. That's why my country needs me.
Attention.
Time to say goodbye, Mrs.
Bye, Bill. I'm proud of you. You'll send money home?
You have to, I told you.
But I'll send extra, Alice. A bob a week. No. 1 and 6.
Oh, Bill. I'd be ever so grateful.
I'll have him sign the papers, get it sent direct from the army. Don't you fret.
Bye, Dad.
Bye.
See you out there. Here we go, Nick. Death or glory. Quick march.
Oh, I'd be ever so grateful.
Well, I had to say something, didn't I? He's gone. He's really gone.
I don't believe it!
1 and 6, filthy bastard.
Oh, who cares? Another pound a week, Joe.
Well, more when I go. Once I see that dentist.
We can keep food in the larder. Can I leave that? We all can. Oh, and Maggie can have a new dress. Why not?
Yeah, why not? Come here and give us a hug.
Oh, we don't want to lose you, but we need you all to go.
For more information about World War I on the BBC, check the Radio 4 website.